This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I find these scraps of paper in my truck or on the kitchen counter or on my desk in my little office. Scraps of paper with things written on them, notes to myself, things I want to remember or look up, old grocery list, plant list to remind me what I saw on a hike maybe, a note that'll say U.S. Forest Service 345A, Yucca baccata, Nolina texana, Agave perii, Dazzlerion. The list will go on, and then end with change oil in truck. And I don't throw these scraps of paper away. I mean, some part of them could be important. So I went through some of them recently, and I find funny things, wonderful things, just like sometimes just words. I found a scrap of paper with the word curative. It was written there, and down below it, it said, I'd written outdoors, nature, music, and then a grocery list started, tomatoes, onions, vinegar, mayonnaise. I like these little scraps of paper with my scrawled lists and notes, grocery lists, plant lists, animal lists, words, phrases, right? The plant lists, they're just for me. It's sort of an exercise. I'm not going to publish anything. Oh, better get my list out. But to remind myself of botanical and common names, and sometimes I'll look up some of them. No, not some of them. Heck, I look up all of the all of the plants on that list. Oh, yeah. And sometimes, by the way, it's birds and mammals and reptiles and insects. They're part of the list. So I do this research, and it's fun research. And then, of course, I love to share it with you. So lucky me, really. And that word curative that I wrote down, curative, it's like a remedy, right? I think I know why I wrote that down. I mean, sometimes I need a curative, and my curatives are like, oh, maybe it's planting acorns or hanging out with the dogs or hanging out with the chickens or glassing birds. I bet you have some things that are curatives for you. Listen, I wanted to read another list. Here goes. It says, 6,940 feet, Pinery Canyon, Thelictron, Munarda, Heliopsis verbascum, Doug fir, white pine, ponderosa, gambles, silverleaf, rugosa, juglans. And all of us hastily scrawled, you know, going back and forth from botanical names to common names, but always just enough to get me excited and pulling books off shelves at home. Let's talk about a plant off that list. That'd be fun. Let's do Munarda. It always reminds me of our granddaughter, Sasha, Ms. Mosquito, and my granddaughter, Sasha. I have photos of her as a little girl by Munarda. I learned it as Munarda mentifolia. It's now Munarda fistulosa, subspecies mentifolia. We could call it bee balm, and we'd be correct. At the top of the 2 foot, 1 foot, 2 foot stems, only at the top, are these clusters of purple flowers. Purple flowers to die for, and they're visited by butterflies and bees. If you rub the lanceolate leaves of this plant in the mint family, you're going to smell something that smells like pungent oregano. It loves shady pine forests from 5,000 feet to 8,000 feet in elevation. I do too. I find it in shady canyons. What else? The genus Munarda honors Spanish physician botanist Nicolas Munardes of the 1500s. Fistulosa means hollow stems, or means hollow and refers to the stems. Mentifolia means leaves like mint. If you're interested in herbal medicine, I think you want to check this plant out for sure. For me, it's quite medicinal. It's a curative. It makes me feel very good. It makes me feel awfully good. Well, listen, here's to a new year full of curatives, wild plants, wild animals, and wild places. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.